Welcome to Empowerment. I'm Kelly Whetstone. Thank you for joining me today. It is 10 a.m. Pacific time on Tuesday, August 12th, 2025. And I am very happy to be live with you today. Last week I did a pre-recorded show, and so it's fun to be back live. And I'm even happier that C.A. Brooks is joining me today for our August 2025 Meeting of the Minds. We always have a good talk, and you are invited to be a part of it. This show is playing on both 12radio.com and streaming on YouTube. And if you would like to join the chat, you can go to 12radio.com and click chat. And then you can further click the chat, the YouTube link posted under my banner, to join us in the YouTube chat room. So please join us if you can. Feel free to comment or ask questions in either chat room. We may or may not have time for readings today, but we'll see how the conversation goes. We usually start talking, and that's follow the flow of the conversation, follow our intuition. But we can answer questions in the chat room after the show. So if you would like a reading from either of us, you can find both of us on 12listen.com. I'm available every day, usually mid to later morning Pacific into the evening. If you stop by, you don't see me, just schedule a call, put in a callback request. I'm notified immediately and we'll get back to you as soon as I can. Today is our big day on 12listen. It is 12 day. We celebrate the 12th of every month on 12listen.com with random reduced rates on calls and chats that change throughout the day, and with special pricing on time-based sessions and other services. It's a really fun day. It's an exciting day. It's got a lot of its own kind of buzzy energy, which is really fun. I'll be online after the show and a little bit of lunch, and I'll be on into the evening. And I also have a 12-day replenish time-based session at a very special price for the day. And you can find that at 12listen.com. If you would like to be notified of our specials, we usually have special pricing a few days a week. Just go to 12listen.com and sign up for 12 promotions. And right now, I always speed talk through this first part of the show because I want to get to the place where CA and I are talking to each other. But I do want to thank you again for being here, and thank you for listening however and whenever you do. There is programming 24/7 on 12radio.com, and you can find archives of all the shows from all of the hosts in the on-demand section at 12radio.com. 12radio is a great way for us to support you, and it is a great source of information and inspiration. So I invite you to take advantage. And I want to say thanks to Serena for producing the show today. And as you know, I am always glad to have CA on with me. Our Meeting of the Minds, the show that we do typically on the second Tuesday of the month, is just something that I really do look forward to because it's a fun show, but it's also a cool breakup, you know, kind of a little shakeup in the energy of my show, which is just me teaching the rest of the time. So as I said, I always look forward to this, and it ends up being a good discussion every single time, I think. So if you're unfamiliar with CA, she's a 12listen advisor, clairvoyant astrologer, animal communicator. She's an avid student of A Course in Miracles, Tarot, Feng Shui, many, many things. She writes the Week Ahead section of the Power Peak, Mark Husson's weekly newsletter. She hosts Everyday Astrology here on 12radio, which immediately precedes Empowerment, live every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific. And she also has podcasts of her Course in Miracles show available in the on-demand section at 12radio.com. So our Meeting of the Minds, and we've been doing these since, I think it was 2011 when we started doing them. So a long, long time. But our Meeting of the Minds is where we can bring everything and anything to the table. My gig is spirituality. That's just it. Spirituality and mysticism, that's what lights me up. But here, everything includes spirituality, but it's not limited to that. It includes astrology, tarot, feng shui, stories about our dogs, and anything else is welcome. So we could talk for days. So this is always, as I said, just a fun show and an enjoyable time and a great share of energy between CA and I and you, Everyone who's listening, whether they're listening now to this show live or they listen at any other time, is part of the energy of empowerment for the next 50 minutes or so. So I'll have CA join me in just a couple of minutes, and I want to start with a story as per usual, and just share some really happy examples of being provided for, you know, by spirit, by source, also known as supply. And what supply is, what spirit, supply is spiritual, but what we see outside of us, what meets our needs, which is whatever we need when we need it, is the demonstration of that spiritual supply. And supply is source. It's all one thing. But when I say whatever we need when we need it, I mean that. A lot of times people think supply is money. Money is a demonstration of supply. But so is motivation. When you need motivation, a good idea, an opportunity to go out and have some fun, which is what I'm going to talk about right now in this story. So I've pretty much run out of projects, you know, to do around the house. I've been working on projects now for quite a while, for a couple years now, or a year and a half at least. And I'm really ready to have more of a social life. And actually, let me rephrase that. I'm really ready to have a social life. You know, I'm self-employed. I work every day. I work from home. So that really limits my sphere of fun. And when I was in the mortgage business, I worked for a small company, and we were all just good friends. It was kind of like family. You know, we had our own little group consciousness, and included in that group consciousness was a lot of fun. We did a lot of stuff together, and there was always something going on. And my house was pretty much always the meeting place, the party place, the place to hang out. And it just was how life was at that time. Later, after I met Shannon, my mortgage career, after I ended my mortgage career, because I love the people I worked for, I love the company, I love my clients. Never loved the mortgage business. So after a couple years later, I met Shannon and we got married, and we hosted huge Passover and Christmas dinners, sometimes for 12 or more people. And it was that, so it retained kind of that atmosphere, being that and entertaining. And Shannon was the cook, and I've always been the stager and the cleaner, and that's my setting an ambiance and making the place just right has always been my forte. So in feng shui, my house is a number two, which is relationship. So having people over was normal and enjoyable, and I miss that now. So about a month ago or so, I was talking to my acupuncturist, who is a dear friend of mine, has been for a long, long time, about that. And she said she thought that another patient of hers and I should be friends. And I've met him before, and he's a super nice guy who also works all the time and was also missing the social element. So long story short, we met for lunch a couple times and had a nice time talking, and music is a common interest. And we ended up going to the ZZ Top concert at Red Rocks last Monday night and had an absolute blast. So, you know, here, out of the blue, comes a new friend, right? Well, around the same time, I was watering my lawn and looking at my lovely patio that is right outside my office door that I look at all the time, that makes me very, very happy. And I was looking at the new patio set that I bought in spring and that no one has sat on at all. I mean, Jared, my grandchildren, Kristen, they were here for 10 days. We never came back here and sat on this patio. There's another small patio outside my living room, which is more conducive to just, you know, walking outside and eating. It just is. But no one has sat on that patio. And I remember thinking to myself, I hope someone comes over to sit out here before the end of summer. Well, right around that time, I texted Scott, my nephew-in-law, and asked him if he might have a couple minutes to swing by and change my refrigerator water filter. Now, changing a water filter is not rocket science, and I've done it before, but it's really difficult. It's in an odd place and it takes some muscle. Jared had a hard time getting it out, and Scott's fought with it before, so I thought, I'm just path of least resistance. I'm going to ask him if he can come do that. And he texted back and he said, sure. And then he asked me what I was doing last Saturday. And I said I was working, but I was flexible, thinking that's when he was going to come over to change the filter. Well, it just so happened that when I texted him, it just so happened. Remember, coincidence is God's way of remaining anonymous. It just so happened that when I texted him, he was sitting with our friend Jane, talking about how we should all go out to listen to music. And she said, we agreed at the beginning of summer that we would go have cocktails on the patio at Kelly's house. But she also wanted a grill. So we set it up for last Saturday. Scott came over Thursday to change the filter and to look at the grill. Now, I have a grill that has not been used in probably more than 3 years. I don't grill. I've never grilled. The grill was Shannon's domain, and he was really good at it. So honestly, I wasn't even sure it worked. But the propane tank still had propane in it. Scott got it to light. He went out and bought all new grates to cook on because the other ones were just a mess. And he put those in on Saturday. And then Jane brought meat. And I mean, she brought a rack of ribs, she brought brats, chicken breasts, and these skewers that were chicken wrapped in bacon. I mean, it was a ton of meat. And she is a grill master, and she'll tell you that. And I love her. She is just one of the most dynamic people I've ever met. And I just love her. She's a powerhouse. But she lives in an apartment, and so does Scott. And I think Scott has a little grill, or there's an electric grill at his apartment too. And that's her deal. She goes, it only has an electric grill, and I don't use it. It's not like grilling. So she was in heaven. And this was like this big, not only was this a delight for me to have people over and go sit out on the new comfortable cute little patio furniture and have a cocktail and appetizers, but she was having a blast prepping this meat and grilling all this meat. And while it was cooking, we sat there and talked and we ate inside, and then after dinner we sat on the other patio and made a commitment to go out to listen to music real soon. And I know we will, but it was really cool. But because of all that meat, certainly that was more than three people could have consumed, and so they took the leftovers home, which was great. She left me with one of the chicken breasts, which I had on a salad, but it was just a lovely, fun night. So that's my second example. Out of the blue, here we go. An answer, just love from God. Love from God. Here's some friends. Have some fun on your patio. So then yesterday, I was talking to Jared, my son, to find out when they're coming for Thanksgiving this year. They didn't last year. So they're coming for Thanksgiving, and we've prior to last year had a tradition. A new tradition since my grandchildren have been around. So for the past 8 years, called the Cousins Christmas, because my nephew now has two little kids and I have three grandchildren. And his wife, they go to her family in Indiana for Christmas. And Jared and Kristen always spend Christmas at their house in Illinois. So in order for all of us to get to see the kids open their presents, I started having a Cousins Christmas at Thanksgiving time. So we have dinner and the little kids get to open their presents, and I find a Christmas cocktail, and it's just a really fun time. So I was talking to Jared yesterday, and he and I settled on November 23rd before Thanksgiving because they're going to leave the weekend after. So that didn't make sense to, to do this and have them leaving the next day. It would have taken the fun out of it. But and I so we he and I said, let's do that Sunday the 23rd before Sunday before Thanksgiving. I sent a text out to everyone here, my niece and her husband, my nephew and his wife, and my sister-in-law and my brother, and everyone can come. That's like the perfect day. It's a bye week for the Broncos, so there's no football game that everybody has to finish before they can come over. It's just, I mean, that in and of itself was kind of like a minor miracle. But in the course of the text exchange, my brother asked if I wanted to go to the Rockies game on Sunday. I love the Rockies. I don't care how bad they are. I've always loved the Rockies, and I love Coors Field. And I have not been to a game since I think 2019, before Channing got sick. So here's another opportunity to just go and have fun with my brother, who is one of my most favorite people to have fun with. So, it's just incredible. And the thing about it is, another really lovely thing is that, I may be off my regular work schedule. I still work every day. But even varying that hasn't hurt at all. And in fact, I think having some fun and being expanded in that way personally makes it even better. Makes it just adds to it. I can't exactly explain that, but it does, take my word for me anyway. And it just came into my consciousness. It comes down to one of my favorite Florence Scovelshin phrases. Divine ideas never conflict. And they don't. And to be online to work, to be working with my clients is a divine idea, but so is going out and being in life. That too is a divine idea. So, I really do believe that every good desire is given us, the desire to do more, be more, have more is inspired by the infinite self because that's what it's doing in, through, and as us. So anyway, I just wanted to share those just really delightful, fun examples of supply. And now, CA, how are you? I'm so glad you're with me today.
I am good, but I want you to repeat. When are you going to the Rockies game?
Sunday.
Sunday. Okay. The reason I ask is because this is funny. I spend a lot of time, or at least, usually touching base with my parents in the evenings. And so sometimes it's earlier evening or whatever. But anyway, my dad watches every one of those Rockies if it's
Does he?
televised. I know. And it's kind of funny because it's kind of a joke. Between my brother and I, like he'll go, I just can't sit there. It's like watching paint dry, watching it on TV, a Rockies game. But I'm going, yep. But the point is, I spend time with dad. But it's so funny because dad watches, like, and I don't know, this is an exaggeration. I feel like they play more than 200 games a year. They
They
don't,
play
but
a
it's a
lot of games.
lot. They play a
They play a lot.
lot of games. I think it's
Thank
over
you.
100. And, he's got the baseball package and the NFL package, et cetera. So when the Rockies are playing in the summer, I almost always see at least part of the game. And but dad is so funny because he watches so many of them that a lot of the season ticket holders, if they're anywhere near the batter, my dad identifies the people. He goes, hey, and oh, and there's his girlfriend with the red hair. And oh, I wonder, he knows these people. I mean,
Hilarious.
and in fact, one of my nieces said, I'm going to go to a Rockies game and I'm going to walk up to that guy and say, hey, my grandpa always says hello to you. But anyway, so I thought, okay, I will watch for you,
Oh,
Kelly.
that's funny.
If,
Well, I'm
yeah,
sure.
or at least know that you're there. And who knows, maybe I will see you on a camera.
Yeah, well, I know my brother has season tickets, and so this is really fun. And I know they're good seats. I mean, because yes, season tickets. But I love Coors Field. Now, to sit and watch a game on TV, no. No, but to be in the mix,
to be in that fun. Energy. Yes.
And Coors Field is the most gorgeous stadium. I mean,
it's beautiful.
Beautiful ball field. So, mm-hmm. What is there to complain about? Nothing.
Well, that's right. Unless it's way, way too hot. I've been at a few afternoon games when it's like, okay, I'm going to die here sitting out in the sun. But it's fun. It's a fun thing. And I think because we're from Denver, it just feels really good to be sitting there and watching and they get rained out sometimes, or we're waiting for the rain to stop. And that's nice too, because it almost never rains here. So we get to experience a little bit of Denver. But in any case, I think that's funny because, like I said, my dad literally has names for all these people he sees, behind the batter.
That's really cute. That is really cute.
And the fact that he keeps track of them. Like he goes, I think Whitey's been sick. He's not looking so good.
Oh my God.
Oh, he really pays attention to him. But that's it. Baseball. You know what baseball's like. So in any case, that was funny. But the other idea I have for you as you were talking is I thought it cousins camp in the summertime or in the springtime. One of my sisters, I don't know if I ever told you that, she used to do cousins camp every year. Now, she was fortunate because she had 54 acres in Westcliff, Colorado. She had horses, and the kids could hike and get in the hot tub. And there were just so many activities for them to do. But she pulled the kids that were all within about, I'd say, 2 to 3, maybe 4 years of each other. And they were all cousins. And so it ranged from about 4 to 6 kids. But she did it every summer. And they would all come out for 2 weeks. And she would have all these activities. She often got t-shirts for them, that would be whatever the theme of cousins camp was that summer. And they just all had such a good time. And as your grandkids get a little bit older, maybe you'll need to do cousins camp, but if I were you, I would certainly elicit the help of your brother or other people, because, it's a lot of work. But you know what I was also thinking, as you had been talking earlier in the year about all the gardening and stuff. See, you call it cousins camp and you have them come out and help you with the garden.
Oh, right.
You teach them horticulture, and then, and you take them to some museums and, maybe down to the Y to go swimming or something, but I'll bet you they'd love it as they get a little older.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. You're going, yeah, sure, CA. Okay. Well, like I said, you talk your brother and his wife into sharing it with you. Well, and maybe Jared even comes out and he takes a few days or something. Takes the kids into the mountains or something.
Well, when they were here at, they were here at the end of June, and we did go up to Buena Vista for our family reunion. And they stayed at the cabin up there. Sorry, my voice, weird. And then my brother and sister-in-law have a pool. So,
they do, yeah.
Yeah, they spent at least 5 evenings in that pool.
So, okay, so see, their house is headquarters.
They could just have pool camp.
For cousins camp, yeah. They come over and learn some gardening at your house, but they stay at your brother's house.
Yeah, or stay here and we transmit, transport.
Yes, yes. Oh my gosh, so much fun.
It really is fun. But when you were talking, I was listening to your show with Mo, and you were talking about the Leo, the retrograde and Leo. And just things, I can't repeat exactly what you said, but personal things coming up over that period, I'm thinking, wow, I think that's exactly what my story was about.
Well, you know what? I do too, because, and by the way, for people who may not have heard that, I was talking about Mercury being retrograde, but this recent retrograde, which has now ended, that started July 17th and ended yesterday. When we have a retrograde with Mercury, then we're looking at things from a different perspective. But this one was in Leo. And I think for a lot of people, this is going to be more memorable because Leo has to do with our self-confidence. It's personal to us. It's like how I'm being seen. Am I getting what I want? And by the way, Kelly, it's very much about having fun. Leo is youthful. It's joyful. It's the little kid who says, I want to be playing out in the sunshine. It's How do I get into the fun in my life? And a lot of it, see, so some of those issues about self-confidence and self-determination and being able to be authentic and self-expressive. See, that's what, I mean, think about every little kid. You know, they want to talk or they want to share or they want to, you know, they want to relate to all these people, but they want to do it in an authentic way. And when you think about it, probably a little unfortunately, part of our whole growing up process is to kind of curtail that and dial it back so that we'll be acceptable to other people. Will be acceptable in certain social situations. But Leo itself is that just unbridled, here I am, I'm just kicking up, you know, just kicking up my heels and enjoying myself and totally loving who I am and being myself. So I think this particular Mercury retrograde brought up a lot of that. And for you, I would say absolutely. It said, where's the fun? Where is the self-expression? Where's the fun in your life? Where's that Leo? I just want to be joyful. I just want to go out and have the best time. And so every single thing you did, I'm not going to say Mercury retrograde made it happen, but it was definitely, you know, not coincidental that that would happen on a Mercury retrograde in Leo. Absolutely. Yeah. And then not losing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then as we go through this next period of time, which I consider, you know, it's the shadow, but it's assimilation, is how do you want to hold on to that? How do you want to keep that? How do you want to not lose that aspect of yourself or use it to be more authentic in your life? Because like I said, we do. We play all the roles. And, you know, we need that reminder from time to time about what it's like to be self-expressive, kind of with no holds barred, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. And I love that because there again, too, sometimes I think about the little joys in life that somehow just get lost along the way. And yet they don't need to because they're so small. They're just like, you know, how can you not just do that? Like for me, one of the things I love is to just, you know, and I'm not going to say absolutely first thing, but pretty close to first thing, is just enjoy a cup of coffee. And it can just be espresso or whatever it is. And I sit in the yard, you know, every day of the year with my dog who loves to eat because he wants to be out there exploring first thing in the morning. And, you know, and that's it. Just have a quiet moment with a cup of coffee. And even if it's just 5 or 6 minutes, I'd like it to be 30, but, you know, even if it's just 5 or 6 minutes, it's like, don't let that go. That, you know, that is just something I love. Just pay attention. How does the coffee taste? How does it feel? And I'm almost always listening to a podcast on A Course in Miracles. And it just sets the tone for my day. And yet I think how often I just want to rush. And, oh, I've got this going on and that going on. And, you know, but it's like, no, do not skip. Do not skip unless it's absolutely necessary. That 5 or 6 or 30 minutes sitting there with a cup of coffee and letting Tucker explore the yard. You know,
Well, that's just grounding.
And it's relaxing because, you know, that's the other thing I've been thinking a lot about recently. And it's not a new concept, but how you stay totally centered and relaxed and calm, even in a hurricane, even in the middle of the eye of the storm. You know, I don't think we're ever going to see life all of a sudden calm down. You know, that's what we think. Somehow,
life's just life.
life is life. All these pieces are somehow going to come back together. Or you know, when people talk about it getting back to normal, or that somehow things are going to slow down, they're just going to feel different again. No, they're not. And by the way, they never have. I think that is such an illusion that you ever thought life was not complicated or chaotic. It's a matter of how we experience it and just. Really, how do we remember to find that spot, that personal spot for ourselves of what it feels like to just be in the center and not be totally disrupted by all those things that are going to continue to go on. And I'm not even saying they're negative. They're just, you know, it's life. You take a shower every day, or you wash your hair, you wash your clothes, you get dressed. I mean, sometimes, you know, just this repetitive, got to do it all over again, you know? But that's it. That's life. That's just life. But being able to find that just very calm place, you know, and it can be very, very difficult, you know?
And we have to do it because it's not going to show up for us because life is life. So it's a purposeful thing. And it is also a gift to ourselves. And sometimes it's hard to do that, to give yourself a gift. For various reasons, you know, it could be a multitude of reasons why people have a difficult time kind of receiving, but it's not a, you know, it's not a waste of time at all. It's a very productive use of time.
Well, and or just to understand what feeds you, I think, you know, also, you know, like for instance, somebody I've been talking to recently is really into learning all different kinds of meditation and this self-help and this self-help, and it's all entertaining and it's wonderful, but there's a part of me that goes, been there, done that, you know? And I don't say that because I recognize that's part of the process, but it's not about finding the next best self-help book or the next best way to meditate. And yet, on the other hand, if you try out a number of things and you go, this is what I got from this, this is what I got from this, and this is what I got from that. But recognizing that even that can just be this frantic running from thing to thing to thing to be able to do it right, even calming yourself down like meditation and analyzing it. But I also recognize sometimes that's what we need. We think we need to understand it. And we don't. I think sometimes we just don't.
There's nothing to understand.
There's nothing to understand. In fact, I'm not going to quote. I'm not going to quote this correctly, but in A Course in Miracles, there's a line about you still think that your understanding is an important contribution to the truth.
I mean, like I said,
I may not have said it right, but that's it, that if I don't understand it, that it's not truth, or that I have to understand how all the pieces flow. And, you know, when we're dealing with spiritual ideas and metaphysical ideas, we can't apply the rules of the material universe because it's not going to work. Just like you can't apply the rules of gravity to maybe some other astrophysics thing. I mean, maybe, but you get my point, that we use the rules that we have and we try to apply them to everything. And sometimes, and you know, I mean, trust me, I'm a very analytical person. I want to know how it works. I want to know how these dots all connect. But one thing I am learning in my life right now, or that really is coming to me, is, you know what? You may never know. You're not going to know how this works. You're not going to know exactly how those dots all connect because you're trying to use the rules of analysis, the rules or the principles of the material universe, and you're trying to apply them to something that isn't concrete and physical universe. And can you just live with that? Now, years ago, I would not have been able to. I mean, I would have just said, no, I need to understand it. I need you to explain it to me, and I need to understand it. I need to connect the dots. And now I literally am just getting more at peace and accepting, you know what? I'm not going to understand it. Because I don't have the tools. I mean, you're living in a physical body. You can't understand what it really means to walk through walls or to transport, you know? I mean, a lot of those things, you're never going to be able to come up with the physics to be able to explain that or understand it. Because you know what? It defies it, you know? We're spiritual beings. And that spiritual part of ourselves, it, you know, it operates by a different set of rules.
So, actually, none.
So in any case, it's entertaining and I love watching. And like I said, I would never deny somebody the experience of going through that because I don't know how, without testing out all those theories and going through all that stuff, you know, that's part of your whole process. And you don't jump from A to Z. And I'm not saying I'm at Z, by the way, please, please. No, I am not saying that. But I'm just saying you can't skip over the steps. So whatever's in front of your face, whatever intrigues you, whatever the curiosity is, go check it out. Go check it out. It holds something for you that then you can incorporate into your life experiences.
Yeah. But I would, you know, adding to that, there's how can I say this? It's hard to put into words. Mm-hmm. It's not just learning something new, trying to find the truth, trying to find the magic potion.
Right. The magic, yes.
The magic key. You know, it's that searching thing, and that's all head. That's all mind.
Right.
Doing that. Mm-hmm. But when you try things or experiment or meditate or whatever it is, it's got to settle within you. You know, mm-hmm. you got to feel it, or else you're still in your head and you're just going to keep searching. And that's the only way to do it. You know, you try it and you find a teacher that just resonates, and you feel mm-hmm. that resonance in your body when you hear them or when you read it. It's like, oh, give me more. You know, I want to know more. I want to experience more. But that's the pot of gold, you know, is when you really feel it. And then you start using it. And then there are times when, you know, here comes someone else and you start listening to that. But I think you get to a place, and again, speaking from personal experience, where you find someone that resonates, and then you take that, you use that, you learn, you expand, and then you're in a place where something else comes in and you go, well, I wonder what that's about. So it's not mm-hmm. the searching and grabbing for something. It's being a receptive center for mm-hmm. for your good to show up, for your next step, your next teacher, the next voice that's going to resonate with you. And that doesn't mean you throw out the previous one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I go back and it's like, wow, I haven't listened to Joel in a while, or I haven't listened to Ram Dass in a while, or whatever it is. And it's just, that's like the sweet spot, you know, where you're comfortable, you're learning. And then all of a sudden it's like, well, here's this. And then you go on an expansive period again, you know, like a growth period, so to speak. But yeah. And I think my feeling is, and maybe it's just because this is how I operate, you can have a whole bunch, but I have to narrow it down to one at a time. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? I have to mm-hmm. find the one that resonates, truly resonates in my being, that I can really grow with and learn from. And that's okay. You know, you don't have to be a master of everything or try to be a master of everything. Whether it's like, for me, it's meditation and spirituality, but to, you know, to learn tarot, to learn astrology, to learn all those things, to try and do that at one time is, you know, jack of all trades, master of none, right?
Mm-hmm.
So finding the thing that really grabs you and you,
yes.
and you feel it is what that was a long-winded way of saying that.
Yes. And, you know, as you know, I've taught a lot of astrology classes.
Uh-huh.
And the one thing that has really come to me, I mean, a long time ago, but it finally came to me, is that it's that curiosity, it's that desire. And uh-huh. for instance, if I hear somebody say something about, oh, I just don't want to look at these charts, or I don't want to have to do this homework or whatever, you know, I'm not saying they'll never get it. But I compare that to myself, where, and this is what I say, if I hear something interesting on the news or an interesting person, I immediately go run and see if I can do their chart.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's exactly really? What I, oh, yeah.
Wow.
And so over the years, I've built up an incredible database, because it's like, oh, this is the day so-and-so made that announcement, or this is the day, and that's what it says, you know, so-and-so announced blah, 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 or so-and-so, this is their chart. And the point is this, I can hardly wait to see their chart. Nobody is saying, okay, you better go in there and look at some charts. It's more like, I can hardly wait. I mean, I can't tell you how many times in a day I go running to my computer because I go, oh, I want to see that person's chart. I want to see what's going on for them today. Or something happens and I want to go calculate a chart for it. And so what that tells me is you can't hold me back from running those charts and doing that because I love it. And so you go for things that grab your, I mean, there are some things in life that you're going to learn because you're thinking it's helpful. But if something doesn't just really grab you and you just really love it, then it's always going to, in a sense, be a struggle. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not going to be something that you're going to go, okay, that was really helpful. Now, but like I said, I recognize certain things in life, we're just going to have to, we have to learn them. And you know, maybe right. we'll figure out how they're useful and maybe we won't. But other things, especially in the metaphysical and the spiritual realm, it's like go for what your passion is. I don't care what it is. Just like if that's what you go running to find, oh, I got to know more about this. Or I want to go to this, you know, singing bowl demonstration, or I want to understand how this works, then go for it. Don't choose something and say, oh, well, this is what all the cool kids are doing, or this is what everybody's talking about. If you can't develop, and I mean, if it just doesn't resonate with you, then let it go.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But I also have an aside. Did you want to say something? And then I have an aside.
Okay, yeah, I just want to say something really quickly because this is perfect for what we're just talking about. One of the teachers that came back around for me recently was Joseph Campbell. And I started listening to just shorts on YouTube. And just, I mean, they brought me to tears. Seriously. Yeah. And I watched him and Bill Moyers in the 80s, you know, that uh-huh. series. I watched that every Sunday. And loved it, but hearing him now from where I am and what I've been learning, especially from Alan Watson over the past few years, it was stunning. I mean, it was just so wonderful. But he's the one that coined the phrase follow your bliss.
Oh.
And he explained, you know, what he meant by that is he said your bliss is the message of God to yourself. It's your passion. It's the thing that brings you joy. Mm-hmm. And that, when you know what that is, follow it. Because no matter what happens, you're in that place. And, you know, he said that enthusiasm, the word enthusiasm means filled with God. Mm-hmm. So whatever you're enthusiastic about, you know, it's like it creates that circle, right? It's mm-hmm. it's just God becoming more God through you, as you, you know, when you follow that and you're just in love and just totally involved in what you're doing or listening to or reading, like you and your charts. I mean, it really is a passion and we are fed by that. Beyond words, mm-hmm. we're fed by that. Mm-hmm. So that was just really, it was really neat to listen to him again and just a fascinating fact. And he is truly a man who loves what he does and what he talks about. I mean, he just lights up and that in and of itself is a treat.
It is.
Yeah. So what's your aside?
All right. Oh, well, here's my aside. Did you ever watch the series Bones?
I tried.
Yeah.
Really, I tried. I just didn't, I don't know. I didn't like her character.
Oh, and you know what? I love her character.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you know, and the truth is they never say that she's autistic.
I was going to say. Mm-hmm.
They never say that, but it's definitely that's what they're writing. They're mm-hmm. writing a character who is, you know, trying to be mainstream, but just doesn't, you know, that thinks differently than other people. But that's funny because, see, I think that's why I like it. I love her character. And I think whoever wrote that, it was pretty incredible in capturing a person who somehow, you know, isn't like on the same page as everybody else. But here's the point. I never watched it when it was live because, quite honestly, I thought, oh, it's just too gross. But, you know, years later, I kind of binged it, you know, a few years ago and watched all the seasons. You know, every day I'd watch one or two of those shows until I finished it. But now it runs all, it's one of those shows that's constantly in reruns, right? Mm-hmm. And so sometimes if I'm, you know, like for lunch, I just want to put on something and I don't want to pay a whole lot of attention. So I'm not watching something new, but I go, oh, there's a Bones rerun, right? Well, mm-hmm. Interestingly enough, one of the characters, one of the characters' fathers, is played by a guitarist in ZZ Top, which is
really
so weird. I mean, and I remember the first time, I mean, he's only like, he might only have like a total of 4 or 5, you know, guest shots in 12 years of episodes, right? Uh-huh. But uh-huh. I remember the first time I saw him, I'm like, okay, what is this about? I mean, why is that guy in there? And I even looked him up. You know, is he supposed to just look like him or is it really him? And it really is him.
Is it Billy Gibbons?
I don't remember. It's the guy that wears a little hat?
That's Billy Gibbons.
Okay.
That's the
singer. That's yeah. who he is. Okay.
Yeah.
So, well, see, and I don't know ZZ Top.
Yeah.
But I mean, I certainly recognize this guy when I saw him on the screen.
Oh, that's crazy.
I was like, oh my God, how does that have anything to do with this show that one of the, you know, people working in the lab, that's her father. But anyway, what's funny that you would mention that, like right before we went on the air today, that you went to see ZZ Top is because yesterday I'm making my lunch and I think, oh, there's a Bones episode on. I think I'll just, you know, watch that. Well, he's in it. He's in it. And so once again, I'm just thinking, this is so funny that this guy is in this.
That in this just show. Crazy.
It was. And he actually had funny. A few more scenes than I'd say he usually did. Uh-huh. You know, he was kind of integral to whatever the plot was. And I just thought, I want to understand, and I never will, but how did they make that connection? Did somebody know them? Did somebody like love ZZ Top? Or what was the situation where they pull him in as, you know, as being a guest star? But anyway, wow. He was in yesterday's show. So once again, I was going through this whole thing, you know, this meandering, how did he get in that show? And then all of a sudden you're talking about ZZ Top. So it's like, life is so synchronistic.
It is. Oh my gosh, that is hilarious. That is,
it is
really
because,
funny.
Because of all the shows, yeah, of all the shows, he's, like I said, he's not in many of them.
No, and the thing is that, I mean, I love ZZ Top, but they're not, like, I wouldn't go, you know, my friend said, hey, they're there, and if I can get tickets, do you want to go? You know, and
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I wouldn't miss it. And it was great. I mean, it was yes. really, really great. But, that is just a scream. That is
it
really
is.
Fun.
It is. And, you know, that's one of those things anyway. It's always, it would probably be really fascinating to understand why characters get cast in shows, but especially when there's an outlier like that. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Just all of a sudden, hey, let's have him play the father. Oh, my God.
Who's the most unlikely person we could think of? Oh.
Right. Right. And now all of a sudden, Kelly's talking about ZZ Top. I go, okay, I love synchronicity. It's just so much fun. And there again, it's entertaining. It's fun.
It is.
So thank you for mentioning that.
Absolutely. Well, this has been fun. So today's 1-2 day. You can be online.
Yes, I am. I'm going to grab some lunch. We'll see, you know, watch an episode of something, and then I'll be online this afternoon.
That's exactly what I'm going to do, too. And what else do you have going on, CA?
Well, mostly, you know, being on 1-2Listen, and I am always, well, I shouldn't say always, I'm available by scheduled call lots of times. So if you don't see me on, I know my schedule can be somewhat erratic, but if you don't see me as available, just request a special call at a time that's good for you, on a day that's good for you, and I will be there. But I mean, I try to be on in the afternoons on 1-2Listen. So, and I am in Pacific time. So I know that there can be a time difference for those people who are overseas or they are, you know, on the East Coast. But I try to be on 1-2Listen in the afternoon. So just, you know, hopefully I'll meet you there. And I'm always, you know, on my radio show at 9 a.m. Pacific time on Tuesdays. And glad to be here with you today, Kelly. Very much so.
Oh, me too. I always love our show. And also the Power Peak. You write the Week Ahead section.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's a big part. That's a big part of what I'm doing, you know. I write that Week Ahead section, which of course I just love. That is like one of the really fun parts of my week, is to just sit down and do a spread of cards and look at the astrology and just let the, to me, it's a magical happening all coming together.
Yep. And I enjoy writing my article for it too.
Yep.
It's just different. It's just fun to put that out there, you know, some little something, whatever you're thinking about, whatever's up.
Yeah,
my experience. But everyone, I will be on 1-2 list. I was just looking at the clock. Sorry, I got distracted.
Yep.
I will be online this afternoon after I have some lunch too into the evening, and I would love to talk to you. You've been listening to Empowerment. My name is Kelly Whetstone. My special guest today was C.A. Brooks, and I thank you for being here. Please stay tuned for Katie Weaver, and have a very, very blessed week. Bye, everyone. Thanks. We're here on 1-2 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world.